Sunday morning, 2/28/21. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Stake Your Claim. I brought this up. It came up, I don't know if it's last week or the week before. The Lord kind of touched on this and he kind of brought it back up to me. I did not say for you to complain, but for you to stake your claim. Do not just roll over and let the devil have it. Run him off. He is there illegally already. For the earth I've given to man, not Satan, and it is up to you to run him off your land. Kick that squatter off your land. This has always been my plan for man. No more complaining, but only reigning. Joshua staked out Jericho all those many years ago. In that day, it was considered unbreachable. All right, well, I'm going to read. You can just listen. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The Lord said unto Joshua, see, I've given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they shall make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye shall hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Can't you see what that is? What was in the ark? 10 commandments, the word of God. The rod, the word of God. Aaron's rod. Was Aaron's rod there then? Yeah. The trumpet. What does a trumpet do? Proclaims. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout. It's kind of like speaking to the mountain, isn't it? You wait till the Lord gives you exactly what to speak. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going out it about it once, and then came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early. In the morning, the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. Came to pass on the 7th day, that's the number of completion, they that rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city with the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. It came to pass at the 7th time the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And I see another significance in this. When you agree in prayer, see, they were all in agreement. They all kept their mouth shut. They all said the same thing. 1 time said the same thing. They didn't say, oh, this, I'm believing this, and I'm believing that, I'm believing this, I'm believing that. You see that? And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that were with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves a curse, when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Said they went in and destroyed everything, took everything right here. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man, woman, young and old, ox, sheep, ass, the edge of the sword. They totally took control. They staked their claim and down came the walls. Everywhere your feet treads, I have given you as an heir of Abraham. No longer play the victim card. Render no more excuses, for I have said that you are more than a conqueror. There is no wall too tall, or mountain too high, or ocean too deep, for you have authority over all of it. All things are yours, and it's time to go about your everyday business and take back what the devil has stolen from you. If you don't, it won't get done. Bind that strong man, for you're stronger than he, and take back what rightfully belongs to you in Jesus, my name. Take a full inventory and get it all back. Family, marriage, finances, health, ministry, city, state, nation, leaders, and on it goes. Time to get busy. Time to stop identifying with the ones that have been robbed. Identify with the ones that have nothing missing and nothing broken in their lives. No more idle time. No more standing and waiting to be hired. You are hired. Get busy occupying. It is time to kill the giants in your land. Have those rocks ready. Time to shout the walls down.